So in the New Testament, you will find that the word preaching is not used alone.
在圣经新约当中有一个字叫做 preaching， preaching 就是讲道，但是讲道这个字不是单独来用的。
It's typically used with the word teaching.
当那个讲道的通常后面会讲到是教导。
And Jesus was a rabbi or rabboni, if we talk about it in Aramaic.
在圣经里面记载，耶稣是一个 rabbi， 是一个老师。
So that literally means teacher.
所以就是说，耶稣是一个老师。
And as a person who is taught in schools and here even, I consider it important to not teach in only one style.
因为我是一个神学院的老师，所以当我讲道的时候，我觉得讲道是有很多方式，因为教导是用不同的方法。So
one of the styles that I use in teaching our youth, and I thought we would teach you this way this morning, is by acting out the scriptures.
所以今天呢，我只是用我平常教导我们的听下人的方式，这个方式的讲道的方式是用一个做出来给你们看，这个神的话是怎么样的。So
I'm a youth. I want you in the front row.
所以我们请我们教会的听下人坐前面。 Youth, move to the front. 听下人。啊，今天美国牧师有些不一样的东西给你们看。Now
you know they're hating this, right?
你知道听下人不喜欢坐到前面。Kevin's
here. Hey, Kevin, Leon. All right. Awesome.
这些都是我们教会的听下人，我们的上一代。
My eyes are old, I need light. And God said, let there be light. Now you can have a seat now.
Okay, so now we're going to see what our American pastor uses to teach the Bible.
Okay, so we're going to, you guys can hear me, I assume. I have a loud voice. We're going to look at Acts chapter 12 and... The title of the section is Peter's Miraculous Escape from Prison. So, verse 1 says this. It was about this time that King Herod arrested someone who belonged to the church, intending to persecute him. Let's see. Leon. You got this, right? This is the part where you talk to me.
Yeah.
Good. All right. So it was about the time that King Herod arrested someone who belonged to the church intending to persecute him. He had James, the brother of John, put to death with the sword. The brother of John. Kevin, come here and be my brother of John. Here's your sword. Kill him. And you go to Columbia, right?
Yeah.
That's the best you can die?
I try.
You try? All right, try it again. All he did was touch you with it. Look, it doesn't even have a point, Kevin.
Imagination.
So, stab. Die. A little bit of moaning.
Oh.
And then one more. Alright, let's try it again. Go. Alright, hold on. It was about this time that King Herod... Everyone go, boo.
Boo.
Not
bad.
Alright. It was about this time that King Herod...
Boo.
It was about this time that King Herod... God, you guys can't coordinate. Arrested someone who belonged to the church, intending to persecute him. He had James, the brother of John, put to death with the sword.
God forgive him. He knows not what he does.
Oh, now we're moving. Okay. When he saw that this pleased the Jews, he proceeded to seize Peter, better known as Raymond. Actually, did you know, Raymond, that the word Peter in the Greek is Petra? So actually, his name was Simon, and then they called him Peter, which is a rock. You're going to hold that. Trying to cover up the words. Face the audience. You're lucky I didn't bring the real heavy one. And you know why he called him a rock, right?
Why?
Do you remember? You don't know? Because he's Peter. Yeah, that's one reason. Who knows? On this rock, I will build my church. Anybody? Right. Jesus tells Peter at some point in time in the scripture that I'm going to build my church on this rock, meaning...
foundation.
Right, meaning also him. Right. And what does Petra mean?
Rock.
Rock. So you're the rock. Not the one in the movies. Okay. This happened during the Feast of Unleavened Bread. After arresting him, he put him in prison, handing him over to be guarded by four squads of four soldiers. All right, Herod. Time to put Peter in jail. You need a jail, don't you? Let's see. Mandy, Hannah, David, and Matthew. Make a jail. Because you're supposed to hand one to someone else. Let's make a jail that has a gate, because you got to open it to let him in. This is the part where you grab it, David. Spin around, Matthew. You want to grab this one too, Mandy? All right, Harry, put him in jail. Very good, David. It's a gate. Open sesame.
Open sesame.
You gotta be kidding me. That's the best you got? Look, it's not even gonna hold him, is it? How's it going? Peter, you're supposed to escape later, so it's going to be pretty easy, right? Put him in jail. Move the poles closer together. Open up the gates.
Open sesame.
Now you got to open the gate. Pull the gate. David, hold on to the stick. Do not let go of the stick. Never let go of the stick until I tell you to let go of the stick. Got it? Let me have it. I told you not to let go of the stick! All right, open the gate for him. He's got to be in jail. Figure it out. Open the gate. Matthew, tell him what to do.
No, he's supposed
to go. Now put him in jail.
He's able to go the other side.
The other direction, Mandy. There we go. Put him in jail. Close the gate, Harry. Wow, it's cool that the gate closes by itself. That's not until verse, like, 19. You're jumping ahead. All right, so he proceeded to seize Peter, and this happened during the Feast of Unleavened Bread. After arresting him, he put him in prison, handing him over to be guarded by four squads of four soldiers each. My twins, Angela and Joyce. 4 times 4? Quick.
16.
You sure? You sure? You're positive. So then how many people are guarding them? How many people are guarding them? How many people are guarding them?
16.
16. Very good. So there's 16 people guarding one dude. He must be pretty dangerous. So you got 16 people guarding the rock. He's got to carry a rock too, right? It says, so Herod intended to bring him out for public trial after the Passover. So Peter was kept in prison, but the church was earnestly praying to God for him. Peter was kept in prison, but the church was earnestly praying to God for him. Peter was kept in prison, but the church was earnestly praying to God for him.
Dear God.
Dear God Almighty. Herod, you paying attention? Herod's loving this, you being in jail, you know that, don't you, Raymond? Okay. So Peter kept in prison, but the church was earnestly praying to God for him.
Dear God.
So only one person in the church is praying. The night before Herod was to bring him to trial, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers. You're a soldier, remember? You represent 4. So, go to sleep. Open up, Gabe, just a little bit, just so you can see him. All right, so Peter's asleep.
Don't put the rock on you.
Put the rock on your chest. Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound in two chains. Whoa. Peter, you gotta stand up first. I gotta bound you in some chains.
While holding a rock.
While holding a rock. You knew it was going to be you that I picked on the most, right? Didn't you?
I saw it coming.
You saw it coming. I saw your face. Raymond's always my lead character because he's such the best actor. So James died, Herod? And then actually left the stage and went back to his seat. I'm loving it. Okay, so Peter was asleep between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and sentries stood guard at the gate. Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared, and a light shone from the cell. Which one of you two? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. You guys are going to do rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Guess what, Andy, it's you. Turn around. Put your arm in. Put your other arm in. Now there's a bright light. Why would you need to flap your arms if you got wings? Do that again. Did it work? I still don't understand why you gotta flap your arms if you got wings. Alright, so bright light shone. And the angel of the Lord appeared. And he struck Peter on the side and woke him up. So you're inside the jail. Strike him on the side. And Peter woke up. And the angel said, quick, get up.
Quick, get up.
Then the angel said,
quick, get up.
And he said, and the chains fell off of Peter. Awesome. You guys are getting this. When the angel said to him, put on your clothes and sandals.
Put on your clothes and sandals.
Are you really looking at a screen that's that big? That's distracting you? All right, so he said, put on your clothes and sandals and wrap your cloak around you and follow me.
Wrap your cloak around you and follow me.
The whole line. Put on.
Put on your clothes and sandals. Wrap your cloak around you and follow me.
Good job. The angel told him. Peter followed him out of the prison, but he had no idea what the angel was doing was really happening. He thought he was seeing a vision. There we go. Now we're seeing a vision. It says, they passed the first and second guard and came to the iron gate leading to the city. So now you got a creep. Where's the iron gate? There's the iron gate. All right. They passed the noisy iron gate leading to the city. It opened for them by itself, and they went through it, and then they walked the length of one street, and suddenly the angel left him. And they walked the length of one street, and suddenly the angel left him. Get out, angel. Good. Then Peter came to him and said, now I know without a doubt that the Lord sent his angel and rescued me from Herod's clutches and from everything the Jewish people were anticipating. Now Peter came to himself and said,
what?
Now, no, Peter didn't say what. He said, now, so you don't let him cheat? Says, now I know without a doubt.
Now I know without a doubt that the Lord sent his angel and rescued me from
the crutches.
From Herod's crutches.
It's not crutches, it's clutches. Here.
Here, that'll help you remember.
Clutches.
From Herod's clutches.
Clutches. You know what a clutch is, right? Yeah. What's clutch mean?
Like grasp.
Grasp, right? Firmly grasp. Not crutch.
Okay. Sorry, it looks like... Okay, Herod's clutches and from everything the Jewish people had anticipated.
Okay, when this dawned on him, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, also called Mark, where many people had gathered and were praying. Where many people...
Dear God.
Dear God. Okay. Peter knocked on the outer entrance. And a servant named Rhonda came to answer the door. You should have been the angel. You should have been the angel. Come on, Rhonda. When she recognized Peter's voice, why are you coming to me? Peter's over there. When she recognized Peter's voice, she was so overjoyed. She ran back without opening and exclaimed, Peter's at the door.
Peter's at the door.
Not bad, but you're supposed to run back. So we got to run it again. Have a seat. You're partying, you're praying with your friends. Pray.
Dear God.
Dear God. Why aren't you saying it to? Dear God.
Dear God.
Good job. Recognize his voice. How are you supposed to? You got to say something for him to recognize your voice, Peter. I am the rock.
Yeah, I'm the rock.
All right. Try it again. Come on, Joey. Ready? He didn't say. Did he say, "Dear God"? Was he praying yet? Come on. All right. Isn't he a good Rhonda? Okay. So when this dawned on him, he went to the house of Mary and the mother of John, also called Mark, where many people had gathered and were praying. Thank God there's more than one person. Peter knocked at the outer door. A servant named Rhonda came to answer the door.
Hello?
When she recognized Peter's voice, she was overjoyed. She ran back without opening the door and exclaimed,
"Peter's at the door."
You had to cheat for four words. Peter's at the door. But Peter kept on knocking. And when they opened the door, they saw him. They were astonished. So open the door. There you come. Check it out. Not bad. Yes. They were astonished. Peter motioned with his hand for them to be quiet. Peter motioned with his hand for them to be quiet. Good. Quiet, Jill. And described how the Lord had brought him out of prison. Tell him. How to take you out of prison. That's all you got to say. God took me out of prison. What about the angel? Yeah, and what happened to the gates? And what happened to the chains?
The chains fell off.
And didn't I feel like I was dreaming?
Yeah.
Yeah. Got it. Tell James and his brother about this, he said.
Tell James and
his brothers about this.
Tell James and his brothers about this.
And then he left for another place. In the morning, there was no small commotion among the soldiers as to what had become of Peter. After Herod had made a thorough search for him and did not find him, he cross-examined the guards and ordered them to be executed. You guys got killed. All 16 of you, represented by two. Give him a hand, guys. This is just one example of trying to have fun with the scriptures.
So刚才就是一种方法，把圣经的话演戏演出来。Spider.
So David, quickly, give us a summary of what the chapter 12 is about. Come up to the mic, please. Now you can let go.
Good job.
So Peter goes to jail, and then an angel rescues him.
That's
yeah.
It.
That's a summary. No. You can do better than that. Don't embarrass me, man. How did it start out?
So Herod had, James, I think, killed. And then he put Peter in jail. And then an angel, he rescued Peter. And then Peter went to somebody's house. And they were happy that he got out of jail. And then he left. And then Herod killed the guards.
Good job. So what's the miracle of the story?
所以看看他们演的是这个重点的故事是什么？
So think about this. You are in jail. You have chains on you.
所以你想想，刚才的故事说你在监狱里面被锁链锁住。
You're behind bars.
你在监狱里面。
With 16 men guarding it.
有16个兵丁守住那个监房。
And it says they were sentry, which means they had weapons of some sort. Only God can save you out of that, right? And so Peter, chains fell off. He got free. And what did he do first? And here's the important part. He went to the house of Mary, mother of John, also known as Mark. Where people were praying. Now, why did he go to a place where people were praying? I don't know, but I'd like to believe that God led him there. And then what Peter does is Peter says that, you know what? This is what happened. So they thought Peter was going to die. And Herod killed James, the brother of John. And so when Rhonda exclaims, Peter's at the door, this verse I skipped. It says, you're out of your mind. That's what everybody in the room said. And she kept insisting that it was so. And they said, it must be his angel. So why didn't she open the door right away? Could it be that she was in Herod's territory and knew that he was persecuting Christians? That's what verse 1 says. It says it was the time that King Herod arrested some who belonged to the church intending to persecute them. So they were praying behind closed doors, seeking protection from God. Peter knocks on the door. They're a little freaked out. She hears Peter's voice, and everyone said, you're out of your mind. He's dead. I know he's dead. They didn't say that, but you know that's what they were thinking.
So, 希望他们能够得到平安，所以他不相信彼得会从监狱里放出来找他们。So
let me leave you with this question.
所以我给你们那个问题想一想。What
are you going to do when God sends someone to knock on your door to tell you that he has something that he's going to do in your life? That's a miracle.
所以有个问题我总问你，假如有一个人敲你的门，告诉你上帝会在你身上做一件事情，你会怎么想？
Some of the smallest things in our life we don't give credit to God for.
有时候在我人生当中很多小的事情我们没有把荣耀归于上帝。
And my prayer is that this morning we recognize those gifts from God.
所以今天早上的信息就是希望你能够思想事情发在你们身上的。
Amen.
应该荣耀归给神，是神在你身上做的一切事情。所以这个就是今天 Pastor 的信息。所以今天他是用一个很特别的方式把圣经里面的话演出来。所以对这些青少年他很记得这些故事圣经里面的话，所以对我们来说当我们看到这个事情发生的时候就知道当时候这个故事原来是这样。所以我们可能在读圣经方面除了自己读，有时候可能看我们思想当时候的事情怎么发生，那么我们就会印象我们更加的明白圣经里面所讲的是什么事情。Thank you, Pastor, for the presentation. 我们谢谢牧师给我们今天很一个特别的一个讲道的方法，平常不直接，不过这个是很特别。OK， 好，我们下面我们要回应今天那个信息，我们要唱一首诗歌这个是一个很好的诗歌，叫做《奇异恩典》。Now we're going to sing a song, hymn called "Amazing Grace." 这个我们要注意那个歌词四段的。Let's sing together Chinese and English. DJ.
奇异恩典何等感天，我最义的赦免，欠我世上尽被寻回，沙也尽得看见。第二段。如此恩典使我敬畏，使我心得安慰，初心此时寂寞恩惠，真是段许多危险失联网络，我已安然经过，靠主恩典完全不怕，最后一段 number four， 将来洗练圣徒欢聚，恩光爱意牵连，喜乐颂赞在父座前。神往哪有快些？
这个是一首很美的歌，奇异恩典，恩典 ，grace， amazing grace。Think about what is grace。有时候我们想想，什么叫恩典？恩典就是什么？你不配得有的，上帝白白给你的。 就是恩典。Grace is something that God gave you freely. You didn't earn it. It's called grace. Okay. 所以记得我们每个人都有神的恩典。We all receive the grace from God. So we give thanks to Him. 所以我们要感谢我们的神，因为他将最好的给了我们。他最给最好的是什么？耶稣基督的生命给我们。所以我们谢谢他。